Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
All right,
Pepe Mantilla has weighed in with his own abbreviation.
Okay.
See if any of you guys can get this.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. YFTT. Anybody have a guess?
Wow, I don't know about that.
YFTT.
You forgot to
Y-F-T-T.
Talk.
Close. You forgot the tortillas.
Oh, yeah. See, if it would have been YFLT, you forgot Los Tortillas, I would have gotten that.
Yeah,
there you go.
Of course you would have with your your knowledge of the language.
That's right.
That I hear displayed on a daily basis.
You like that Spanish, huh, Mace?
Oh, yeah, I love that. I love your version of Spanish. Is always entertaining.
Yeah.
Mason, I went to, I took the kids today after they had early dismissal today because of Memorial Day weekend or whatever.
Nice.
And I took them to one of your spots. I took them to Islands for lunch today.
So you mean to tell me now your son is officially an island boy?
Island boy. Yeah.
He's an island boy.
Islands is the best. Now, did you get the cheddar fries with the ranch dressing?
We did not. We got the spinach
wave.
Dip, and then I got, no, I didn't get the big wave. I got the Maverick burger. Have you ever had that?
No, I have not had that.
Is that the one with chili?
No, I didn't get the one with the chili because that would cause heartburn. But the I got it's basically like a bacon burger with like the crispy onion like ring style
those
stuff.
Those crispy, yeah, I know.
Yeah, those like onion strings.
The most important thing: did you allow them to get hula pie?
No hula pie.
The big mud pie.
Yeah, no hula pie because, look, to be honest, they already eat enough dessert around this place.
There you go.
Right. Skip that.
Yeah, I love the islands. I think it's a classic L.A. restaurant.
It was slammed. I mean, just slammed for lunch. It was crazy.
Which one did you go to?
The one in Torrance.
Okay.
Yeah.
On PCH.
I love those cheddar fries, and then you just dredge them in that ranch dressing.
The ranch dressing is good.
Good.
Yeah. Well, that sounds like I'm going to need like my cholesterol medication like right away, you know?
Right. I hadn't had a big burger like that in a while. It was delicious.
Finished the whole thing like a man?
I did. Yeah.
Really took it down, huh?
But I didn't have very many of like the fries or any of that stuff. I had a little bit of the spinach dip that we ordered early, but that was it.
It's freebie night for me. I can eat anything I want.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I did an extra hardcore workout, though, today, knowing that I would go to Islands. Today,
I argued especially a lot to burn off calories today. So I think now I can eat anything.
Really?
I
it was
want.
All that passion about the Dodgers not going to Korea?
I cannot tell you how worked up I am about it. But it was fun. It was a fun segment.
It was fun fake outrage.
We used to do a bit called Crossfire where we would argue to the death over the stupidest crap in the world. And
one of the most spirited ones we ever had was who is better at Crossfire?
Who is better at Crossfire?
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, that was really good.
Was the ice thing real or not real for you, Mason?
The ice thing, I am outraged.
That
is an outrage. I do not like the pebble ice.
The pebble ice is good, though.
The pebble ice, if I want pebble ice, I'll go to Coffee Bean and Tea Leaf.
Well, you can go right there to the office. Ice there.
Wait, can you catch me up? Because the ice at our office is comparable.
That's the pebble ice.
Right.
Yes.
That is comparable to the ice that you get at Chick-fil-A, and that ice is fire. You understand what I just said there, Mace?
The ice pebble ice is fire.
Correct.
No, the pebble ice is not fire. I like chipped ice.
Why chipped ice?
Better. Like Starbucks uses now. Like, I don't understand.
No, I know, but why? Why do you like it so much?
It holds the flavor more.
No,
it does?
Yeah, chipped ice holds the flavor more.
Says
no.
Who?
No,
me.
The pebble ice.
You
the
asked
pebble
me
ice
for a
is
reason.
Better for chewing. The pebble ice just gets nice and soft, and you go.
Right, do you chew the ice?
Yeah, I do. I'm an ice chewer.
Okay, then pebble. To Cappy's point, pebble ice is better for
chipped
that.
Chipped ice is way better.
Mm. Chipped ice makes more
here's
noise.
Here's my question: why would they change it? Why would
why
they
not?
Mess with their customers? Why would they mess with their brand? Their brand has been chipped ice for the last 30 years. Why all of a sudden is this happening?
My guess is, like you always say. Money.
I think it's. I think Big Ice is involved in this.
Big Ice,
really? Like Big Pharma. This is Big Ice, right?
We talked about this last week, guys. We talked about this last week. They're implementing the machines because it's cheaper and the it'll generate the ice and the workers can not worry about it.
Right. Okay, it'd just be
Tyler.
Faster to get ice.
We're
right.
Not sure what Tyler does except occasionally answer a random question.
There you go.
Yeah. And I'm with John. Big cube, that's for adults, right?
Yeah,
there.
The big cube in the drink is nice, but it's not nice for every drink.
No, but if you're gonna have like any like a Scotch whiskey or even like a nice añejo tequila or even a reposado, to be honest with you.
An old fashioned is great with the big ice cube.
Yeah,
but for a margarita, I want smaller.
No, that I could understand. Yeah. It's got to be like a drink that you're going to have just on the rocks. I would prefer to have a big.
I'm really jonesing for a drink right now.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, you're almost there.
Back. You are back on the wagon.
I am back. No, off the wagon.
You're back off the wagon.
Right. I'm off the wagon.
Is that off?
Off is when you're back on.
Yeah, off is when you're back on, and on is when you're back off.
So wait, when you're not drinking, you say to people, "I'm on the wagon."
Correct.
And when you are drinking, you say to people, "I'm." Off the wagon?
I've fallen off the wagon. Yes.
So, you're not back on the wagon.
Anyway, generally speaking, this is not. I have no. That's my understanding of the way it goes. You're on the wagon or you're off the wagon. When you're off the wagon, you're drinking. When you're on the wagon, you're not.
Okay.
I used to be California sober, and then I gave that up. I'm like, screw that. I'm going to be American sober. I just drink and smoke.
Okay. So American sober is drink booze and smoke weed. That's American sober.
Right.
But do you drink and smoke on the same day?
Of course.
I do on occasion. Like,
not on occasion. Come on.
I will get droned.
That's a lot,
I
feel like.
I will get droned from time to time.
Droned?
Yeah. Droned.
That's what it's called when you're drunk and stoned. No, I don't think that's what it's called.
We came up with that, actually, not that long ago.
You guys did come up with that.
Isn't it called, like, turnt?
I don't think I know. What did you say, Tyler?
I think, come on.
Tyler, say you have a microphone. Just say it out loud. You're a big boy. You're on the radio.
Crossfaded is what they call it.
Crossfaded.
Crossfaded.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Crossfaded.
Yeah.
Crossfaded.
Yeah, crossfaded. I'll be that tonight.
Are you going to be that tomorrow night when we go get some schnitzel?
Schnitzel. Everybody's here. Who's with me? Schnitzel, everybody.
Shidano, you want schnitzel?
No, I'll pass.
No schnitzel for Shidano. No. Bergman already said no.
I've already said no, unless we're playing 36 hours a month.
Jorge was a pass. Tyler's in.
I'm in.
If it were any other
Ireland,
night.
You in for
I know.
Schnitzel?
Yeah, I'm with John.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cappy, you and me. And Tyler.
And Tyler.
Yeah.
We're going out for schnitzel.
We'll teach him a little radio.
Greg, you want some discouraging news?
Thanks, Mace. Oh, I can't wait.
Noah Syndergaard.
Out again?
No.
No, pitching.
The opposite of what you said. Can't get an out again.
Oh, already?
They've already scored two runs.
Oh, God.
And there are no outs in the bottom of the first.
Oh, well, the end of the first has happened.
Okay,
ladies
good.
And gentlemen,
so,
our number three starter, Noah Syndergaard.
Yikes.
That's terrible.
Hey, by the way, you guys see the Cardinals just flat out released DeAndre Hopkins?
Oh, my God. Yeah. I couldn't believe it. It was so crazy.
Yeah, I mean, and
they tried to trade him. They couldn't get a deal for him.
So, you know, they have to take a $22 million dead cap hit for doing that. I mean, that's he's 30. That's a really good receiver for somebody.
Yeah.
I mean, if he goes to the Eagles, forget about it. I mean, they'll be an overwhelming favorite to win.
Could
the Super
they not
Bowl.
Trade him? Like, I don't even.
They did.
How
they
is that
tried.
Not possible?
They tried to trade him.
Is he because he's hurt?
No. It's because he didn't want to be there, and I think the other.
Oh,
teams,
and everybody knew.
Yeah,
right.
Knew he wasn't going to be there. Yeah, right.
That should have tried to trade him to the Raiders.
Well, he could. Now he can go anywhere he wants.
I'm just saying the Raiders have what seems like a disgruntled veteran wide receiver.
Right.
You know, maybe they could have made a trade.
I'm not sure the Raiders aren't tanking.
Oh, I said that yesterday. They're going to be terrible. They're going to get Caleb. They're trying to get Caleb, I think.
No, we're getting Caleb.
No, the Rams are too good.
Rams are good.
Mason, the Rams are going to be like 500.
Win six, seven games.
Name the fourth best player.
On the Rams?
Yes. Their fourth best player.
It doesn't matter. They have good coaching.
There's nobody.
They have good coaching. They'll win more games this year. Trust me. As long as they're relatively healthy.
Is it Cam Akers?
Yeah, it's probably Cam Akers.
Is Tyler Higbee still there?
Tyler Higbee is still there, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question.
But it's all rookies and undrafted free agents.
Yeah, they got rid of even the kicker and the punter they got rid of.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the entire secondary, unrecognizable. The defensive line, aside from Aaron Donald, never heard of any of them. I mean, they're really.
Yeah, but honestly, how many guys have you actually heard of along those lines?
Well, I used to know all the secondary. They're all gone. All the guys. I mean, Taylor Rapp and Jordan Fuller and all these guys that I've been following for a few years are all gone. They just decided we're going to go with rookies and undrafted free agents.
That doesn't always mean it's going to be a bad season, though.
Oh, it's going to be a bad season. And by the way, if you look at their schedule, they're likely to come out of the box 1-4 2-7.
It's the back end of the schedule you need to worry about. Because I can see them being 1-7 after 8 games.
Yes.
But then look at the back end of the schedule. There's a lot of wins in there.
Yeah, they're going to get off to a bad start.
The Chargers and... this is preseason, sorry. So Seattle... I think Seattle takes a step back this year.
Still pretty good. And they're on the road, right?
That's the Niners, obviously. The Bengals. The Colts, that's a win?
The Colts is the win.
Okay. No, I got them at 2 wins already. Eagles, okay. Cardinals, that's 3 wins. Steelers are pretty good this year.
I'm not so sure the Cardinals aren't better than the Rams.
Yeah, No way.
I've got them Seattle.
The Cardinals will be the worst team in the league.
At Seattle is a loss. Home. What's their first home game?
So I got them 3 wins already through week 6.
Right.
I think you're being very optimistic. But, I mean, we're going to find out. I think you're being optimistic.
Green Bay's going to stink. That's a win.
Is Green Bay going to stink?
I think this Jordan Love kid he stinks.
I'm not ready to judge Jordan Love yet. I'd like to see
stinks.
A little bit. I'd
Let
like
me
to
tell you something. If he was good, they would have shipped off Aaron Rodgers and they could have gotten more for him a couple years ago.
Right, but remember, guys, Matthew Stafford gets hurt a lot. So
but that obviously that's predicated on health, right?
Right. So,
but if they're healthy, I got them at 4-5 already at the bye week.
Well, you're extremely optimistic.
Okay,
because I got them coming out of the box 2-7.
I mean, Cleveland. Sorry, Linz. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
Cleveland. By the way, Sedano, changing subjects. I think Miami's in real trouble. I think Boston's going to be the first team.
Oh no,
come
they
back
win.
From 0-3.
They win. I had them heating 6 originally, so I'm.
Yeah, I think
I'm
they're winning tomorrow. I'm with you, George. I think they're winning.
But if Gabe, if Gabe Vincent doesn't play,
he's questionable right now.
And
but so's Brogdon.
Tyler Herro ain't coming back. Victor Oladipo ain't coming back. I mean,
well, Oladipo's not, but Herro was shooting the other night.
Yeah, we'll see. I just have a bad feeling. I think Boston's
figured things out. They're definitely like depleted from an injury perspective. That's for sure. But I don't know. I think they're going to win on Saturday.
Me too. I'm with you. I got mythical money on it, George. And you know,
I heard
I've been
you. That's the one thing I agreed with you on.
I've been rolling on the mythical money thing lately.
Well, you hit like a 30-17 parlay or something,
yes.
Right?
5-leg parlay.
I've been picking him for years to do parlays, and now he's finally listening.
$280,000.
It's an easy way to lose all your money, though.
Hey, Cappy, do you have your Mandy's thing done yet?
My Mandy's outfit?
Yeah.
No, I intended yesterday, Mace, to do some modeling for Sedano.
Oh, really?
And show him a couple of things that I had in mind, because I'm really trying to cultivate a certain look this year
like
for the Mandy's.
Like what kind of look?
Think 21-year-old first overall pick in the NBA draft kind of look. You know what I'm saying?
Like baggy pants, bright colored suit kind of thing?
Something that doesn't require a shirt, you know? Like something that's like a jacket with pants that are kind of just a little below my knees. No shirt.
So shorts.
Pants.
Capris.
Like a capri-ish kind of a thing. I need some ice. I need a lot of ice around my neck.
Ice.
And some big letters, and then like some really cool sunglasses. So I'm working on trying to be the exact opposite of what I currently am in life.
I mine is set now. I got to go to the tailor, but mine is set. I got 2 words for you. Purple shoes.
Purple shoes.
Yeah.
All right, then.
That's what I'm talking about. Purple shoes. Cappy, I'm sure you will be memorable. My goal is to be memorable.
Oh, well, Cappy, by the way, ran a bit by me today.
Oh, yeah. What was it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, is it going to happen?
I don't know, Cappy.
Is it one
of
those wacky forced radio bits?
No, he's talking about something for the Mandy's, I think.
No, it is sort of something for the Mandy's. And
right, it's to try to win bit of the year.
Oh, it's a wacky radio bit?
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have a lot of time to execute.
Yeah, you got
to
do it,
I don't know if I can pull it off
in time. Yeah, you got 5 days, basically.
Yeah, you
got
to go.
What's the last day?
Wednesday.
Wednesday's the last day of voting.
But you probably have to do it on Tuesday so you can give people a day to vote.
Yeah.
So the next show, Cap, Tuesday.
It is an interesting... I'll tell you this, John and Mace. It is definitely... One of those I was like, oh, okay. All right, then.
Whose idea was
it? It was his.
Cappy's
I don't know if
idea.
It was his. He texted to me.
Well,
if it was
crazy,
yours?
It must be Cappy's idea.
Well, then, George, I went and started to do some of the digging to see if it could get done. It can get done, George.
Oh.
It can get done. I spoke to the subject matter.
Okay.
And that What she said was...
There would need to be some collaboration, is what Cappy needs for this to be pulled off.
Because here's what's odd about this. So, on the... if you go and vote for the Mandy Awards, one of the bits for Bit of the Year is me running in my underwear through the building. Cappy has... that you can vote for...
Like an open-ended...
Whatever he might do.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, to me, seems...
It's rigged for Cappy.
It is rigged for Cappy.
Well, right. So he,
which, by the way, the only award I care about, the only one that means a damn thing
to
me.
Are the only ones that you win?
No.
Vote for the Mason and Ireland show.
Show of the year. That's what we want. Show of the year. And you guys take all... I anticipate you guys having a table full of Mandys.
I hope that Sliwa and Travis and Sliwa
win. Me too. I predict Travis and Sliwa are the big winners.
I'll tell you, I think Travis...
Cappy did say that to me yesterday in our show, in our little show meeting in Lindsay's office.
I offer a full-throated endorsement of Travis Rogers for Man of the People.
A what?
Full-throated endorsement.
What does that mean?
Means I'm fully in favor of it. You've never heard that expression?
Never once.
Never once?
Full-throated?
No. Yeah,
it means at your highest level of volume and enthusiasm.
Oh. Full-throated, meaning produced and expressed with the full power of the voice, loud and powerful.
Nice.
Excellent use of the word full-throated, actually.
You know, maybe Travis is the man of the people. I had a
you
new
won
person.
It last year.
Yeah, I don't know how I won that.
Well, because Beto took you to East LA. That's
by the way,
it,
Beto,
you
know? A potential Man of the People winner.
Well, he's
campaigning.
He's the person that you should vote for.
He's campaigning for it. I can
is
tell
he
you
campaigning?
That. Big
he's,
time.
I mean, he legitimately is the Man of the People.
He calls himself the Man of the People.
He gets, I think he gets Moment of the Year, the big home run he hit in softball game. He
did you see
that.
The video? The video the stuff the he's year. Been doing?
No.
He actually did a really cool one with the organist from Dodger Stadium, and then he had done a previous one with the mariachi band that goes to Dodger Stadium. It's pretty cool stuff that he's been doing on the social channels.
Is he campaigning for an award, or is he just promoting the show?
No, he calls himself Man of the People. He's like, yo, everybody, hey, I'm the Man of the People. I'm out here in right field at Dodger Stadium, and I'm standing there with this guy, and he's telling the story, and he's doing like some really good content, he's... Definitely referring to himself as the Man of the People.
He is a Man of the People. There's no question about that. I would never dispute that.
I agree.
All right, when
I went to go get some tacos down at Jason's Tacos on the east side down in Whittier, you know, Whittier Boulevard, he was like, hey, when he showed up, Jason was like, hey, Beto, hey. And I was like, hey, what about me? And he's like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah. By the way, did you get the menu for Michael Thompson's party?
I did. He sent me a video of it.
A video of it, yeah.
I haven't gotten that.
You know how I responded. What do you need me to bring?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And well, he wrote to me when he sent the video, he said, but no Cuban sandwiches.
Can I get it? Can I see it?
You're not invited.
I'm not in there. I'm clearly
not
invited.
No, you are, because I told you. He told me to send it to you, so I did.
All right. Hey, listen, guys, I got a bar stool waiting for me. So
Watering hole. Yes.
My watering hole. I'm going to let you guys go. And
Ireland. Oh, the Rays got a runner in scoring position again.
Oh, God. Noah Syndergaard.
Syndergaard.
All right. Ireland, great seeing you, man. Have a good weekend. Everybody have a great weekend. Coming up next for you, Shedano and Cappy here on 710 ESPN.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jets Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jets is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Go to jetspizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, SAVE. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Bing, ba-dum-bum. Come on, everybody in traffic. Bing, ba-dum-bing, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, ba-dum-bum. Bing, ba-dum-bum, ba-da-bop, pick-a-doom, ba-dum-bum. Bing, bada, bing.
Are people still driving, or are they gone already?
No. Because people are looking at their cars. They're stuck.
I'm looking at the freeways right now.
Yeah, what do you got?
And like the 405 in like the, you know, is pretty slammed. Yeah, the 101 looks pretty slammed in the valley. The 91 going west, going east, is always slammed.
Mm-hmm. How about the 605? 605 looking good for you, Georgie?
Hold on, let me see. Hold on.
The 10 was really good coming into work.
I don't know, it looks very red right now.
The 10 looks very red right now.
Well, going east.
Going east. 100%.
Coming west, it was.
But going west, it's green.
I know. I was shooketh. I was like,
you were what if?
You sound like an SNL skit when they're like, oh my God, I took the 10 down to Marinadel, right?
It is true. We do sound like that.
Yeah, it's okay, but that's an LA thing.
That's right.
Right, but it is a real thing. Like, it is, like, the fact that the 10 is green on my, I've never seen the 10 whole all green from the 110 all the way to Santa Monica.
George, you see in the 134 up by Burbank looking pretty red right about now? See that?
Yeah, I do see that.
What about the 105?
The 105 not looking so good right now.
Yeah, 105, hold on, let me sneak by down there.
And the 110, both, a lot of red. Yeah. A lot of red.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
You know, you say the wacky radio bits, Lindsay. George, you ever do the
I love that voice in that Christopher has that she did in the...
It sounds so good, girl. Why you hate it?
It's fantastic.
It's so good. It's so good. No, it's legitimately... It sounds like you're a Simpsons character.
Yes.
It's fantastic.
But maybe like now, if we're going to do traffic ourselves, you remember how they used to have the helicopters above the freeway?
Yeah.
They still do, Cappy.
Right. But if... listen to these sound effects that he can do.
You got a fake name. Like, hi, I'm Hollycopter. Right now, we're headed over the...
Tell him, Hollycopter.
There we go.
That's a good one. What would your traffic name be, Cappy?
Oh, Hollycopter is good, though. I don't know. I don't know what a good traffic
You also got to, like, muffle the audio because it's got to come through the headphones, right? So it's like...
Got to tell you here that we're going on to the westbound on the 10 is clear. I've never seen it like that in all my years of doing this here, Bob.
Bob. You know, I did a...
Got to throw Bob in there. I haven't seen it quite like this, Bob.
When I was in college, we used to do traffic reports for, like, the station. I was like, God, how do they... I was like, why are we doing traffic?
The 91, though, seriously, from like the one just past the 110 to Bellflower is like blood red. Not like red, but like when you bleeding a lot, like, you know what I'm saying? You see a lot of blood, like it's that kind of red.
Damn.
It's crazy, the 91.
Let's hope everybody's safe out there.
Yeah.
It's the just stay home red. That's what that is.
Yeah, 100%. Same thing once you get past Anaheim Hills. And again, going east. Oh. It's just insane to Corona.
The thing is that the super bloody red like that, that's considered like the slowest traffic. I don't know why they do that. They should, I mean, I don't know, red is just stopped. What, they got a deeper level of red?
No, there's a deeper level of red means that you're going to be chilling for a bit, they basically explain.
Well, it sounds to me, George, like everybody who's around all these freeways around L.A.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to get out of town on a Friday or trying to get home and get off the street.
Or trying to get home
Friday.
To chill for the weekend. Yeah, right. Yeah, right. Exactly. So,
because I don't know about you guys, but I got nothing cooking. Not a darn thing.
You know what I got cooking?
Tell me.
Your boy McMiniman. Dropping dimes.
McMiniman.
Saying today that... A source close to James telling ESPN on Thursday he believes the Lakers stall will indeed be back for season number 21 and fulfill his contract.
Mm-hmm. Should we have Dave on? I can ask him about how he found that out.
No, let's not do that.
You don't think so? You don't think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Let's let that man rest on a holiday weekend, okay?
Well, hey, look, this is good information. You know, this is. By the way, it's not something we all didn't know.
Yeah, I mean, we thought, well, first of all, don't say it that way. We did not know. We assumed that he would be back, and we felt like it was a pretty good shot he'd be back, but we did not know.
I knew.
Oh, stop.
I told you yesterday, 1,000% LeBron James comes back.
You're so stupid.
I even said to you like this.
You can do that stuff because nobody actually is going to, like, take you to task on it if you were wrong.
Of course.
If LeBron came out today.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll give you an example.
All right, go ahead.
So, like, if Dave McMiniman.
Mm-hmm, McMiniman.
Lakers reporter, ESPN NBA reporter, tweets out.
Yeah.
Or it goes on our show. Like, let's say he'd be you, right? Let's say he was as reckless as you and said, LeBron James, 1,000% not retiring.
Right.
And then LeBron would totally quote tweet him and be like, no, I'm retiring. See you later. Bye.
Mm-hmm.
And then what? Credibility ruined, right?
Okay. Well, in my
case. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff.
I do not.
Nothing sticks to you.
No. Listen, when the Rams won the Super Bowl, and everybody was telling us, oh, Aaron Donald got nothing left in this league, nothing left to prove. He's accomplished everything. He's already one of the all-time greats. He's going to the Hall of Fame. All true, but he's not retiring. And the same goes for LeBron. LeBron, he's upset. They lose 0-4. They lose at home. He had 31 in the first half. They blow a 15-point lead. And just as he's about to leave, he starts to drop the whole retirement thing. And then by Friday, today, by Friday, we've gone from retiring to really, really, really injured, and he's a Warrior, to now he's not retiring. Come on. We knew he wasn't retiring, didn't we?
I felt that he probably wasn't going to retire, but you can't say anything definitively if you're trying to, you know, if you have any skin in the game in regards to reporting. You can't say that.
I have zero skin in the game.
Right, but that's the point. Like,
as it applies to reporting.
Nothing sticks to you. You literally can say whatever you want in regards to stuff like that. Not anything.
Let me ask you a question, George. You ready?
Ask me the question.
I'm going to read to you Dave McMiniman's report today, okay?
Don't. Reading? Is that what we're going to do now? Should that be a segment, Reading with Cappy?
Like I'm going to a school to teach kids? Like yeah. I'm just going to walk in and read like
some
kids?
Yeah, it's like story time with Cappy? Right. I mean, what are we doing here?
Right. It's where I interpret McMiniman information.
Okay, go ahead.
He says... Mm-hmm. That beyond James's retirement decision, which could be a non-issue, with a source close to James telling ESPN on Thursday that he believes the Lakers star will indeed be back for his 21st season and fulfill his contract.
That's what I just said.
I know. I don't know how Dave wants me to interpret that, but the way I read that is LeBron's coming back.
Again.
Yeah.
I think the way I read it is LeBron's coming back.
Right. You should read it as what he wrote, which is that the person that talked to Dave believes that that LeBron will be back for next season.
Okay. Well, I told you yesterday that I believe LeBron was going to be back for his 21st season. In fact, I guaranteed it 1,000%.
Yeah, I remember, yes.
So it's no knock at Dave. It's just we all knew this, LeBron. Love Dave's reporting.
Well, Dave in his report also has the three potential avenues the Lakers can take. All right, you ready for that?
All right, avenue number one, go ahead.
Number one, run it back.
Mm-hmm.
This would include making an extension offer to D'Angelo Russell, somewhere in the $18 to $23 million range, okay? Picking up the team option for Jared Vanderbilt, signing restricted free agents Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, and do that because the Lakers were 18-8 in the regular season after the trade and went to the Western Conference Finals.
Not vehemently opposed to it. I know we talked yesterday, and I know we both were like, hey, D'Angelo Russell, nice knowing you. You don't play defense. You're kind of streaky. But I'm not completely vehemently opposed to the run it back concept. What's okay. Avenue two?
Avenue two is shake it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. You let Russell walk. D'Angelo walk is a free agent. The Lakers have team options as well on Malik Beasley at $16.5 million. Mo Bamba at a little over 10 for next year. And those you combine those deals in Vanderbilt's contract, plus you can trade the 17 and 47th pick, but you have to do it on draft night. So basically what he's saying is there's a deal to be made with that kind of money, right? Where all of a sudden now you're looking at like $30 million and the picks that you can get somebody for that money.
Who?
Well, I'll tell you later because I do want to get to that.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to take a break, actually.
Oh, all right.
And then the third option is... Third option is split the difference, which is basically prioritize Rui and Reeves. And then, you know, maybe pick up, you know, sign Dennis Schroeder to like the mid-level.
Okay, I like that.
You know, and then figure out how to fill out the rest of the roster that way. Hmm. So you kind of split the difference, right? But let's kind of dive into what actually makes sense. All right. Plus, oh boy. AD has been a target. I mean, season's over and he's still a target for people.
It's unbelievable what is being said about Anthony Davis. It really, truly is.
It's wild. Like, it's just like the man can't even take a break for 2 days.
I mean, where was everybody a week ago?
Yeah, let's get into all that. Stick around. We're back here on 710 ESPN in a couple minutes.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hold you so much. 48 years young, Lauryn Hill.
That's all Lauryn Hill is, huh? 48 years old?
Yep. Hmm. Just said it.
I know. I would have thought she was older than me.
Older than you?
Yeah, sorry, girl.
Why?
Because I feel like the Fugees in, like, I don't know, the early 90s, they were already kind of a big thing.
Right.
You know? So I sort of feel like I was a young guy, like, in my early 20s. And so you don't really think that, well, wow, those guys have big hit records. We're, like, the same age. In fact, she's a lot younger than me.
Yeah. A lot of people are younger than you.
You know what, George? I'll tell you something. A lot of people may have fewer años, okay? But very few have the young spirit. You see what I'm saying?
El espíritu.
Sí. Sí. El espíritu.
Mm-mm. Anyway, I'm very happy to hear some Lauryn Hill music.
So Me too. Oh, pretty baby. Yeah.
Mm. Lauren's like, nah, B, we done.
Nah, we good, we good. You know what I have to say to that, Unique?
Go to
two times. Oh. Yeah, yeah, two times.
All right, Cappy.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis.
Mm.
I mean, people were just unloading on him today for
it's
some
unbelievable.
Reason.
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's kind of wild, all right? Because now, do you want to start with our guy Kendrick Perkins, or do you want to start with Stephen A. right now?
I got to start with Perk. Because Perk just cracks me up, you know? And Perk was one of those guys that he was on the Laker bandwagon much earlier than most everybody else. And so to go from the Lakers got it all, they got size, and they got length, and now they got shooters. And he was always hyping the Lakers, and now here we are, less than a week after being knocked out of the playoffs, and right. Perk is going off on AD.
Yeah, he is going off. So let's hear what Perk had to say about AD and him sending a message that LeBron needs to send a message and the Lakers front office needs to send a message and AD specifically needs to get with it.
LeBron James loves money too much and he holds on to it like a conversation. He is so tight when it comes to money. You know how much money he will be leaving on the table? I believe it will be over $100 million on the floor. God knows how much off the floor. That's number one. And number two, that message was to Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss in the front office, to make sure that they get on their job and do everything that they need to do this offseason and not wait till in February at the trade deadline. And also, he was talking to Anthony Davis. Anthony Davis. Like, bro, when are you going to get your stuff together? When are you going to get in shape? When are you going to stop being so damn lazy in the off season? I'm right here. I wake up at 5 every morning. I'm a phone call away. I'll embrace you with open arms. But Anthony Davis has to make sure he get on track and get the right people around him so that he could approach next season where we could be looking at him and saying, well, damn, he actually put in work. There's no way in hell, and this is no disrespect to Jokic, that Jokic should have been in better shape than Anthony Davis.
All right, two things here.
Unbelievable.
Two things here. Number one, from everything I've heard, he's 100% right about LeBron. He's like you. He's cheap.
Well, the beginning of that was, is LeBron going to retire? And Perk Laugh goes, no, because he loves money too much. And he's well known for being cheap. And there's like $100 million sitting on the table right now. He ain't going anywhere.
Dwayne Wade told a famous story, not just to me. He's told this repeatedly to other people, but that LeBron is the guy at the restaurant who busts out his calculator.
Jeez,
for like,
man.
Hey, this is what you owe, is what you owe, is the tip. He's that guy.
I mean, LeBron James
and
is apparently...
And famously, Brian Windhorst told the story, I think I've told this already before, where back in the day, he used to do the free Pandora when instead of paying for the commercialist one.
Well, I do that too, so there's no shame in that.
You guys have a lot in common, and also being Hall of Famers.
Right,
you know?
But I will say, there's a big difference between being cheap and being broke. You know, like LeBron James breaking out a calculator at dinner is not cool at all. LeBron, you're supposed to be paying for all the dinners, but you don't have to take your credit card out. Just you got to have somebody from the team, somebody from squad LeBron, just pick up dinner. And none of us should ever have to pay for anything. We're with you. That's the way it works. Or it's the way it's supposed to work.
I mean, I don't know. Whatever. It's not for everybody. But the... I don't know what that what his arrangements are when it comes to that. But he's absolutely right about AD, Perk. AD has not always come into camp in the best shape, particularly after the bubble. That was a huge sticking point. So that is an absolute thing that needs to get rectified, especially as you get older. And AD, I believe, just... What did AD... Did he just turn 30, Anthony Davis?
He's
I believe
30,
so.
That's right.
Yeah. When you hit the other side of 30... You have to do things differently. Your approach needs to be different. And by the way, that's not just for an athlete, but certainly for an athlete. But I would say for anyone, like your body is different at that stage. But if you're getting beat up the way that athletes are getting beat up and the pounding they're putting on their bodies, you absolutely have to change the way you approach the offseason.
All right, I'm going to disagree. I'm going to tell you right now. I think this whole thing is ridiculous. You know, look, Anthony Davis at times during the season was as good as advertised. And then when the postseason came, we all know that Memphis's big men were down. We all know that Golden State didn't have one. And when they got to Denver, he played against the best guy in the league. He's not the best guy, Anthony Davis. He played against the best guy. So now you mean to tell me that 2 weeks ago when everybody was telling us how great Anthony Davis is and how they thought the Lakers were going to win the championship, now they get knocked out and Anthony Davis wasn't in shape? That's why Jokic beat him, is because Jokic was in better shape? Come on. Really? I mean, Stephen A., you could play Stephen A. You got to hear how much he analyzes the fitness level of Anthony Davis. I think these guys are way off on this one.
All okay, he go has ahead. To do is be in shape. That's it.
That's it. Nothing
That's
else.
It. That's
it's
it.
Get on the track, get in the pool, hop on a Peloton, the treadmill. You know, do what you got to do to build up your cardio. It is clearly a difference between those who get ready and those who stay ready. LeBron James stays ready. Even when he's tired, he doesn't look that tired unless he's hurting. Anthony Davis always looks tired. I set it up with get up coming into the show. First week of the season, middle of the season, three quarters of the season, playoffs. Anthony Davis is breathing the same after the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it never gets better. If you owe him nothing else, don't you owe him being in the best shape you can possibly be in and mm-hmm. living that way year round? Go on a plant-based diet. Stay off the. Are you eating Twizzlers or Skittles or something?
No, I think he eats protein.
I mean, what? He needs some protein. Whatever. The point is, do whatever it takes to have yourself in peak condition.
Go on a plant-based diet. I love it. And who's sitting next to Stephen A?
But what are you opposed to? I don't understand, because they're both right.
Okay.
And I just told you in the bubble, that was after the bubble, that was a huge problem.
Okay,
like, is a thing with him.
Okay, but can I ask you, last offseason, right? As the Lakers were going into the offseason, they hadn't made the playoffs. I can remember Charles Barkley saying, and I agreed with Charles at the time, Anthony Davis needs to change what he does in the offseason because he keeps getting all these nagging little injuries. So whatever you've done to train for the season hasn't worked.
Right.
So try something new, right?
Right.
Okay. Would you say that you've observed all season long, whether it was the first game or the last game, whether it was the first quarter or the fourth quarter, did you happen to take notice of Anthony Davis's heart rate, George?
I did not. I did not test his heart rate.
Nor did I. I didn't test his heart rate either. I guess Stephen A. must have, though, because Stephen A. was able to sit in New York and watch on television and see that Anthony Davis is out of breath in the first quarter and he's out of breath in the fourth quarter. You're not out of shape when you're in game 95 of the basketball season. And you've been playing consistently for the last 35 games. You're not out of shape. That wasn't the problem.
Right, but I think what they're saying is that it is widely known that Anthony Davis is one of these guys in the offseason that, you know, he kind of takes his time. He picks and chooses when he wants to get some work in. That is known around the league.
Okay. If it is known that Anthony Davis is not necessarily the hardest working guy in the offseason to get his body as prepared as it should be by the time he reports to training camp, mm-hmm. George, if by this time of your life you don't have that burning desire to be the very best and be willing to put in the work, nobody's going to inspire you to be able to do that.
Yeah, but I do. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe you're saying that, you know, after 10 years or whatever it is that it's been, he's not going to change. But I actually think that's when you have to change. When you're 30, that in sports, that changes your entire mindset, needs to change when the clock strikes the 30th birthday, because your body reacts differently to stuff now.
Yeah, but it just depends on your mind, because in your mind, you might be happy. Listen, you and I talked yesterday about D'Angelo Russell. Hey, how's the season? Complete success. In his mind, complete success. In our minds, we're like, what are you talking about? Anthony Davis may be looking at things totally differently than the way we look at things. You know, he may, this is what people talk about with him. Can he be a number one? Can he carry a team? Does he have the right attitude? Does he have the killer instinct? Does he have what it takes in the offseason to put in the time, effort, energy to be a number one guy? If you don't think the answer is yes, and I don't mean you, if anybody, if the Lakers don't, then what are we doing here?
What do you suggest they do then, if what we're doing here? Like, I don't understand what we're doing here means, though.
Well, what it means is, if that's really his reputation and that's really what you believe, then how do you really count on him? Because the one thing Stephen A. did say there that I tend to agree with is, look, when you are a part of a team, you have to do everything for your team. So anything you do that's selfish, meaning not put the time in the gym, not eat properly, not watch what you're doing with, you know, other stuff that you might do in your, put in your body. You know, if you have to think about your team at all times. Are they questioning that he's not really consumed with winning? He's not really consumed with his team. You tell me.
I mean, I think that there's been questions about that raised in the past, hence why you're hearing what you're hearing today. I just found it strange. I just found it interesting that it was today that they were going to make those comments.
Well, right.
2 days or 3 days after the season was over. But I guess if it's going to ring true at some point, this is probably the time to do it.
Well, let me just say this. It's kind of like I said to you yesterday, the story that I thought sounded planted about LeBron and his injury. This story also kind of, this opinion sort of sounds planted to me.
So now you think that some, all right, we can tackle that on the other side. Because clearly now you think everything is planted.
Yes, now I think everything is a conspiracy.
Yeah, everybody's a botanist now, all of a sudden, just planting, you know, different stories everywhere, sprouting the stories for them to grow.
A lot of botany. Yeah. A lot of botany going on.
Yeah, all right, we'll get to that. Plus, the latest on Devonte Adams, pardon me, and DeAndre Hopkins. Devonte Adams, remember that loss, the cameraman that he pushed over, the photographer?
Yeah.
Well, that now all of a sudden is going to be a lawsuit. So we'll get to that. DeAndre Hopkins, what's the best spot for him? We'll tackle all that coming up in a second.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Remember when they had that auto-tune app that you could use and like auto-tune yourself like T-Pain?
I got to say, I never used that app.
Do you know what auto-tune is?
I mean, I kind of know what it means, I think.
It's kind of like his voice right there.
Chris saying that I want to suck the blood out of the show. Today,
you are almost, a blood sucker.
Well, today I had Chris on the table today. I had Chris on the table all strapped down. Yeah. And I could have just gone in for the kill, you know?
Okay. Like
I
could have gone in.
Well, I just, again, very Draculaean, if you will. Have you ever heard that before?
No, not really.
Mm.
What do you mean, though? Like, what were you doing?
He just called me today. He's like, oh, you're making my life so difficult. You're making things so hard on me. Why do you do this to me?
I mean, that's us every day.
Yeah. I told him, hey, you know what? Step back, Playboy. I got this. So that's what I had to do. I had to like free up his mind. You know, he's all upset. Oh, you're making my life so difficult. Why do you do these things to me? And I just told him straight up, George, step back, Playboy. I got mine.
Well, why do you do those things to him?
I don't do them intentionally, Lindsay Baseball.
Yeah.
I so do not do them intentionally.
He has a point. Free you do these mind. Things, you just don't mean to.
Correct. Correct. That's right.
Okay.
Yep. So I'm not going to suck the blood. I'm not going to do it.
I did hear him say in the open that you had an ESPN email now, though.
Well, let's not get crazy, okay? I did receive an email this morning from Bergy, like celebrating, hey, we got great news. You got an email. And I read the email that Bergy sent me. And I'm like, well, what do I do now? What do I do? I really don't know what to do. How do I go from I've got an email address to I'm able to receive and send using this email? How do I get it on my phone? How do I get it on my computer? George, I don't know. Do you?
I mean,
download the Outlook
app. Yeah, you have an Outlook app? Yeah.
I don't think so.
On your phone? Just put it on, you know, like where all your emails are? I have it there.
The App Store.
Cappy doesn't do well with change, guys.
Somebody's going to have to help me.
I got you, Cap. Don't even worry about it. I got you.
You don't know how to retrieve an email? Come on.
No, no, I don't know how to set up an email.
We're not doing this on air again.
Thank you.
Yeah, but I'll help you.
Okay, thank you. See, somebody around here cares about me.
I mean, George cares. He literally tried to help you with subscriptions and your flights yesterday.
Thank you, George. And thank you, Lindsay Baseball. Everybody here is helping. Thank you, guys. I need help with this email. And it's true. I need to use this ESPN email. I need to be able to send things to people going, hey, you know, like I need tickets for this. You know, yeah. And it comes from an ESPN email.
I mean, that's what he said, that you'd be using it as a Hey King more than
anything
else.
Think about how much better it is to get an email from me at ESPN.com rather than me at gmail.com.
Where would you be? Where would you be? Like, where's your first target with that ESPN email? Like, who are you targeting to try to get stuff from?
The Taylor Swift tickets, right?
You see?
100%.
See how smart she is?
Mm-hmm.
That she took the words right out of my mouth. Yes, I'm going to use my new ESPN email address to try and find some Taylor Swift tickets for later on this summer. That's right.
It's the only reason you want it anymore.
I need it. Not want, need.
Oh, Cappy.
Ay, Cappy.
Ay,
Where's
meos.
The Pepe Mantilla, ay, Cappy,
ay.
Drop?
Where is it? Where is it when you need it?
Come on, Pepe. Cappy.
Come on, Pepe.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
Let's do a beautiful thing.
Yeah. But that's really what you want. You don't want the... Because here's the thing. The ESPN email is not really this panacea you expect it to be.
It's not going to change my life.
You're just going to get inundated with a bunch of emails that, well, maybe not. Maybe you're not going to be on all these distribution lists, but unless you ask.
He's already put on a lot of them, and so now he's just going to be like, oh, why am I getting this email about this every day?
Yeah.
But I will be able to segment my emails. You see, so that'll be different. So all ESPN-related business can go into my ESPN email box. All of the sided business can go into my sided email box. All of my personal emails can go into my Gmail account. And then I got a whole other account for other reasons, you know?
Does this mean
you got
that
a hold on, you got a burner email?
It's not so much a burner. It's just sort of like, you know, I don't use it that often.
I have a junk mail email.
Mm-hmm.
But Cappy, like, are you going to, does this mean that you'll have less we won't get these like unsigned up four-sided emails anymore? Or are we still going to get those?
No, you're going to get those still. Oh. You guys are getting those.
I get cited. I got Kaplan, the CappyCast thing. Like, I get all these emails from you.
CappyCast not happy with the Sedano and Cap show, by the way.
Uh-oh.
Why? What is their problem now?
They're always mad. Well, yesterday.
Wait, why?
Here's what happened. God. Yesterday, they saw it all play out on the Instagram Reels, where Lindsay Baseball brought in those Doritos, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And those Doritos were mustard, spicy mustard
hot
Doritos.
Mustard.
Hot mustard. Doritos.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. And those hot mustard Doritos were straight fire, okay? Make no mistake. They were delish, okay? Kind of the way the booze smells. Delish.
Mm-hmm. Leave my man and do not compare him to those nasty
things. I was going to say, you're comparing him to hot mustard Doritos.
All right, so what is their issue?
The issue is they feel like me chewing loudly on the microphone with chips
is that a CappyCast thing?
Sort of. They think that's ours down at the CappyCast, not yours.
That's like Emily saying nobody can talk about food. Yeah. Except
George, I used that exact example.
Yeah. Sure
I said, this is what happens when people get territorial in the radio business. I said, do you know that the producer of the Travis and Sliwa show has told us all no food talk on your show? Right. We own food.
Which, by the way, we broke that rule too by talking about the hot mustard Doritos.
Right. Broke a lot of rules yesterday. Pissed a lot of people off.
But here's the thing. You did that. We didn't do any of that. They should be mad at you.
They are mad at me. Oh, they are.
Okay, because they shouldn't be mad at us. You said they're mad at us.
No, but they're mad at me because they think that I'm the guy that set up the whole Dorito test challenge on the air. And I'm like, no, you guys don't get it. Like, Lindsay Baseball
did about it.
Yeah, it was Lindsay who did it.
Yeah, I said I didn't know about it.
Right.
I know.
Yeah.
A lot of feuds, man. A lot of feuds going on around
here. I mean, those CappyCast guys.
Why can't we all just get along?
We should all just get along. It would be nice.
They seemed very nice, you know.
Yeah, it was a front.
Mm. I don't know, Lindsay. They said nice things about you.
Oh, well, that's good. I like them. I like those guys. I'll send them some spicy mustard.
Some hot mustard Doritos. Yeah.
As a gift.
Cappy, so Devontae Adams, we've talked a lot about Devontae Adams this week. Because of all this, going back to last week, right? With all the stuff on his Instagram and stuff he said and stories at the Ringer. And now he's got Josh McDaniels yesterday telling us that he's earned the right to talk about all these things about the organization, et cetera, et cetera. But now, remember the dude he shoved during the game against the Chiefs. That photographer is suing him. Said the cameraman said he feared for his life. Now, that seems excessive.
No, it doesn't.
Feared for his life.
I was so scared. There was a big, strong football player, and he was coming at me, and he was wearing his uniform, and he was mad because they just lost. And I walked right in front of him, and he pushed me to the ground, and I was like, I think I'm going to die. Is this how it's going to end for me? Yes, my man feared for his life, George.
He said he was also diagnosed with concussion symptoms. That could be possible. Sure, why not? And was harassed online. I mean, we all know that could be possible. And received death threats, which also, unfortunately, could be possible.
Right, like what did I do? I was a photographer. Online, he pushed me.
Online culture is ridiculous. And he is suing Adams for battery.
That's right. And here's what I don't understand. The Chiefs are named in the suit. The Raiders
Why the Chiefs?
Are named.
What did they do?
They did not provide proper security. That's right.
Lack thereof, right.
That's right. So here's my question. If you're the Chiefs, if you're the Raiders, if you're Devontae Adams, if you're the NFL, why do you let this come to this point?
Why didn't you just settle with this guy?
Right.
Yes.
Give this man his money and tell him to go away.
Right. I would have done that.
100%. Why is Devontae Adams going to... I read the article. He's going to have to show up in court on whatever day. Why? To say what? Well, what did you not push the man?
Right, it's on video. America saw it.
The whole world saw it. Ah, but the NFL did not suspend him. Therefore, this guy is not entitled to anything because the league didn't suspend him. Give this guy his money and tell him to get on his way.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you wholeheartedly. By the way, I was giggling there not because of the cameraman's plight or Devontae Adams' potential plight, but because we also have in this segment a link to another topic about DeAndre Hopkins, where it says fans disappointed after release of wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins, but in parentheses, I would imagine you wrote this, it says, Yard Barker, what's up?
That's right. That's right. Because Lindsay Baseball put out an article from Yard Barker.
What's wrong with you?
And I mentioned Yard Barker several months ago, and you're like, Yard Barker, is that still a thing? And
it's now, an aggregator site, yes.
Hey, listen, my man.
They're partners with Sided.
They're partners with Sided.
That's
George.
What it is.
That's right. They're partners with Sided. So,
yesterday, I was on the phone with Cap, and there was like a poll or something on this article that I had sent. And he goes, "You see that poll right there? Click on that poll." And I was like, "Click on it." I'm like, "Okay." He's like, "Now vote." And he's like, "Now click view more polls." How you like that? And I was like, "Cool, Cap. That's yeah, really cool." Right.
Yard Barker, what's up?
Yard Barker, what's up? My man Ben Maggin, the CEO, shout out. Yeah.
What are you, Jim Rome? All of a sudden, what's up, Yard Barker?
Phenomenal.
We'll get to the DeAndre Hopkins story a little later. But coming up next, Momo was on Mason in Ireland today, and she was dropping morsels, Cappy, about the Lakers and all these contracts potentially and all the different moves. And she even dropped some morsels on your boy Brody and the Clippers plans. So I want to have some of that ready for the audience. I want them to hear all the stuff about Austin Reeves and Kyrie and the Lakers and the Clippers and Russ and all this stuff that could be transpiring here over the next couple of weeks. We'll have that for you, plus what you need to know next.